It's rare for a president to show up to the UN General Assembly and attack another world leader directly. But that's exactly what Joe Biden decided to do.
Let us speak plainly. A permanent member of the United Nations Security Council invaded its neighbor, attempted to erase a sovereign state from the map. Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter.
His comments coming just hours after Vladimir Putin announced the biggest military mobilization in Russia since World War II, an announcement which warned of a nuclear response to threats to Russia.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia, and no one other than Russia sought conflict.
Biden's address set the scene for perhaps the most eagerly anticipated speech of this General Assembly from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It was pre-recorded, and that had to be approved by a separate vote. President Zelensky demanded the UN itself do more to punish Russia for what he called its aggression.
Reject the right to vote. Deprive delegation rights. Remove the right of veto if it is a member of the UN Security Council, in order to punish the aggressor within the institutions.
Zelensky said the Russian mobilization was a sign it was not serious about peace, as he laid out his five-point plan to end the war.
What is true then? The military mobilization in Russia is true. Sham referendums are also true. Russia wants war. It's true, but Russia will not be able to stop the course of history. Mankind and the international law are stronger than one terrorist state.
The Russian delegation listened to the speech, but sat unmoved at the end as the Ukrainian president received a lengthy standing ovation. Not once in his 25-minute speech did President Zelensky mention Vladimir Putin's name. But he believes Ukraine can win the war with increased international support both here at the United Nations and in Ukraine itself. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the UN in New York.